Hurry up. We've got to get the frozen turkeys hidden. I stared at the brick-hard bird carcasses in my shopping cart. It was ridiculous enough that I was pushing a grocery buggy in the park behind Bubbling Cauldron Road, much less the fact that it was filled with 20-pound turkeys. Why are we hiding turkeys again? I said. My grandmother, Betty Crapel, glared at me through silver-framed glasses. She wore rainbow-striped knee socks that hit the hem of her beige skirt. If the stripes weren't bad enough, wooden clogs had swallowed her feet. My grandmother loved nothing if not 70s clothing. Do not ask me why. Kid, I thought I explained this to you, she said. I hitched a shoulder and gave her an apologetic smile. I don't think so. I must have missed something. All right, but hurry up with that cart. I gave the buggy one good shove and caught up with her. Every year, Magnolia Cove hosts a Thanksgiving turkey hunt on Thanksgiving Eve. I stopped pushing to chew my lower lip. There were limitless responses to her statement. Ever since I'd moved to Magnolia Cove, I'd realized this town was a teensy bit different from most. No, it wasn't simply the fact that it was a town full of witches and that only witches could enter. When it came to holidays, Magnolia Cove did things right. At Halloween, the town contracted cat-sized spiders and actual ghosts for their haunted house. If they did that for Halloween, what did the town do on Thanksgiving? Apparently, hold a frozen turkey hunt. I paused. Okay, wait. Now this makes no sense. The town holds a turkey hunt? Aren't y'all getting your holidays confused? It should be an Easter egg hunt on Easter, not a turkey hunt on Gobble Gobble Day. She sighed with annoyance, as if I were supposed to know the inner workings of a town I'd only lived in a few months. Used to be, some folks were poor. We started the turkey hunt as a way to give everyone a chance of having a bird to eat on Thanksgiving. It's a town full of witches who work magic, I argued. They can create a turkey out of air. Or better yet, why don't you just go door to door and hand out birds? Betty pointed to a spot behind a bench. Put one there,